Build like a woman. The blueprint for creating a business and life you love. Introduction: Breaking free from the corporate grind. As I sat in my corporate office, staring at the clock and dreaming of a life beyond the confines of these walls, I realized I wasn't alone. Countless women around me were yearning for something more, a chance to build their own dreams instead of someone else's. That's when the idea for Build Like a Woman was born. In this book, I'm going to share with you the blueprint I've developed over years of experience, both from my own journey and from working with countless female entrepreneurs. This isn't just another girl boss manifesto filled with empty platitudes. Instead, it's a practical guide to help you navigate the often turbulent waters of entrepreneurship while staying true to yourself and creating a life you truly love. Part 1: Embracing Your Unique Power. Let's start by addressing the elephant in the room, the unique challenges and advantages we face as women in the business world. For too long, we've been told to lean in and conform to a male-dominated business culture. But I'm here to tell you that your feminine qualities are not weaknesses to be overcome, but strengths to be harnessed. Think about it: our ability to empathize, to multitask, to see the bigger picture. These are all invaluable skills in today's business landscape. I remember working with Sarah, a brilliant product designer who was constantly second-guessing herself in meetings. We worked together to help her see that her intuitive understanding of user needs was her superpower, not something to be hidden away. The first step in building like a woman is to embrace these qualities and use them to your advantage. Don't try to be someone you're not. Authenticity is your greatest asset. Part 2: The Heart Test, Finding Your True Passion. Now, let's talk about the foundation of any successful business: passion. I've developed what I call the heart test to help you identify what truly lights you up inside. Ask yourself, what problem in the world breaks your heart? What solution makes your heart sing with excitement? I'll never forget meeting Maria, a former teacher who was frustrated with the lack of diverse children's books. Her eyes lit up as she described her vision for an inclusive publishing company. That spark of passion is what will keep you going through the inevitable ups and downs of entrepreneurship. Remember, building a business isn't just about making money. It's about creating something meaningful that aligns with your values and brings you joy. Don't be afraid to dream big and let your heart guide you. Part 3: Mindset Matters, Overcoming Self-Doubt and Fear. Here's a truth bomb for you. The biggest obstacle standing in your way isn't external. It's the voice in your head telling you that you're not good enough, smart enough, or experienced enough to succeed. I've been there. When I first started my company, I was plagued by imposter syndrome. I'd look at other successful entrepreneurs and think, "Who am I to think I can do this?" But here's what I learned: everyone feels this way sometimes. The key is to acknowledge those feelings and push through them anyway. One technique I've found incredibly powerful is what I call the future you exercise. Close your eyes and imagine yourself 5 years from now, having achieved your wildest business dreams. What advice would that version of you give to your current self? Tap into that wisdom and confidence whenever you're feeling stuck. Remember, mindset is everything. You become the architect of your life by coloring outside the lines others have drawn for you. There is nothing you cannot dream, nothing you cannot do. We're built for this. It's time to build. Part 4: The Practical Toolkit, From Idea to Execution. Now that we've laid the groundwork, let's dive into the nitty-gritty of building your business. I'm going to share with you the practical tools and strategies I've developed over the years to help you turn your vision into reality. First up, market research. But forget the dry, academic approach. I want you to get out there and talk to real people. What are their pain points? What solutions are they desperately seeking? This human-centered approach will not only give you valuable insights, but also help you build a loyal customer base from day one. Next, we'll tackle the all-important business plan. But don't worry, I'm not going to make you write a 50-page document that'll gather dust on a shelf. Instead, we'll focus on creating a living, breathing roadmap that will guide your decisions and help you stay focused on your goals. We'll also dive into the world of funding. Whether you're bootstrapping, seeking investors, or exploring crowdfunding options, I'll show you how to leverage your unique strengths as a woman to secure the capital you need to grow. Part 5, Building Your Tribe, Networking and Partnerships. One of the most powerful lessons I've learned on my entrepreneurial journey is the importance of community. As women, we have an innate ability to build connections and foster relationships. It's time to put that skill to work in your business. I'll show you how to network authentically, without feeling like you're constantly selling yourself. We'll explore the power of strategic partnerships and how to build a support system that will lift you up when times get tough. Remember Jennifer, the brilliant coder who was struggling to find her place in the male-dominated tech world? By connecting her with a group of like-minded female entrepreneurs, she not only found the support she needed, but also landed her first major client through a referral. Your network is your net worth, as they say. But it's not just about collecting business cards or LinkedIn connections. It's about building genuine relationships that will sustain you both personally and professionally. Part 6, Scaling with Soul, Growing Your Business Without Losing Yourself. As your business starts to take off, you'll face a new set of challenges. How do you scale without sacrificing the passion and purpose that drove you to start in the first place? How do you balance the demands of a growing company with your personal life and well-being? This is where many entrepreneurs falter, but I'm going to show you how to scale with soul. We'll explore strategies for delegating effectively, building a team that shares your vision, and creating systems that allow your business to thrive without consuming your entire life. I'll share the story of Alina, a wellness entrepreneur who was on the verge of burnout as her company expanded rapidly. By implementing the strategies we discuss in this section, she was able to triple her revenue while actually working fewer hours and rediscovering her love for the business. Remember, the goal isn't just to build a successful company, it's to create a life you love. That means setting boundaries, prioritizing self-care, and never losing sight of why you started this journey in the first place. Conclusion: Your journey begins now. As we come to the end of our time together, I want you to know that this is just the beginning. The path of entrepreneurship is not always easy, but it is infinitely rewarding. You have within you everything you need to build the business and life of your dreams. So take a deep breath, trust in yourself, and take that first step. The world is waiting for what only you can create. It's time to build like a woman, with passion, purpose, and the unwavering belief that you are capable of extraordinary things. Remember, you are the architect of your own life. It's time to pick up that pencil and start drawing outside the lines. Your masterpiece awaits.